I did just today get Big Fatty's address, so I'll be sending him one. I might have already had it, but I don't, you know, I have so much crap on my computer that I can't imagine where I would have saved it. You know what? I probably would have put it in my, you know, because I use the address book. I use all of the Apple software. Like I use the Apple address book. I use the Apple calendar. I use the Apple iPhoto, and I use the iWeb for some things. But anyway, in my address book on Apple, I have my podcasting people in a separate little group. And let me look on Big Fatty. Sure enough, I have his email. I mean, I have his address already. Oops, sorry, Big Fatty. Anyway, I will be sending Big Fatty a Christmas card.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oops, sorry, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 218 of the BFO for Friday, the 5th of December, 2008. And coming up on today's show, y'all, Big Fatty has gotten more Christmas cards, and I've got a little thing that you can download that's a lot of fun. Plus, the colostomy bag is full! Tell you about something over on the iTurd. You know, Archer invented that. Archer was at the beginning of the show today. If you go to the iTurd store, over on the right-hand side, in the second box along the right-hand side, it says More in Music. And if you click on the holiday link there, it will take you over to a page of holiday CDs and movies and TV shows and apps and all kinds of stuff over there, audiobooks. But what I want to tell you about is there in the middle, they have the holiday single of the week that you can download for free, which this week it is Melissa Etheridge. Last week it was Tony Bennett. And then they have something called the holiday free discovery download. And that's generally another song from something else that you can download for free. So if you want to add a few little new Christmas songs to your iPod or whatever, you can do that. And y'all, I heard from Sky today, and he said that he went over. By the way, Sky was on Archer's gangbang last night that Archer hung up on me, so I couldn't participate. You know, that's really not the Christmas spirit to be having, and you know, we'll just try to be nice about all of that. But anyway, and by last night I meant Wednesday night. So anyway, but Sky said he downloaded the Price is Right app from the application store, and I think it's like $3 or $4. And he says that he loves it. He says, you know, Big Fatty had recommended that a few weeks ago, but he says that he really likes it, and he's delighted that Big Fatty had recommended that. So, y'all, that's your little Christmas goodie of the day, and I hope you enjoy that, and I hope you enjoy hearing the rest of Miss Julie Andrews singing the sleigh ride song from that Hallmark Christmas album. These are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. Let's go, let's look
at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up. It's grand just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are rosy, cozy are we. We'll snuggle up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather, wonderful weather, perfect weather for a sleigh ride with you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Whoa!
Oh, Lord, y'all, that was a little bit longer than I expected it to be. You know, clearly Big Fatty needed to run his mouth a little bit more. But y'all, Big Fatty got four Christmas cards in the mail today. And one of them, the first one I'm going to open, is from the one and only Jeremiah. Let's see what Jeremiah has to say. It is a card with a... big ball on the front, and it looks like some jacks or something on there. And it says, the printed greeting is, make your own kind of merry. That's what Christmas is for. Big Fatty, should I do it in Jeremiah's voice? Big Fatty, here's hoping you and yours have the merriest of Christmas tide. And Happy New Year's, Jeremiah. Well, Jeremiah, thank you so much. And y'all, Jeremiah's going to be getting a Christmas card from Big Fatty. I want to remind everybody that I have not sent any cards out yet, but I will be doing that as soon as I get in the special return address labels that I've ordered. The next one I have here is from Nessa. And, y'all, it is a foil. The interior of the envelope is foil. So, you know, Big Fatty loves the foil. I always buy the foil paper. And on the front, it says Happy Holidays, and it's all in all kinds of foil and stuff. And then there's, like, holly and Christmas trees and candy canes and ornaments and packages and snowflakes and all kinds of stuff. And it says, the printed greeting says, may all the special gifts of the season be yours. Big Fatty, we hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a fantastic New Year's. Lots of love, Nessa and Derek. Well, thank you, lad. And Nessa and Derek will be getting a card from Big Fatty as well. My brother, uh-oh. Y'all, I could be in trouble here. This one seems to have come to me from the mother country, Deutschland. So I can only imagine. Oh, Lord. Now, Michael in Stuttgart, I can't fucking read that address. You're going to have to e-letter me. Oh, no, I think you already e-lettered me the address. So anyway, so this is Michael in Stuttgart's address. By the way, Straight Bob, I am not quite sure if I have your address quite right. So email me your address also, because I couldn't really read your handwriting. Y'all, on the front of it, it is there's a Christmas tree and there's some sort of varmint, some sort of animal with four legs and a head and some sort of blue furry, and not blue, some sort of red furry body, and it says Merry Xmas. And then on the back, excuse me. It says, Merry Xmas, Big Fatty, we love you, Michael in Stuttgart, and Michael. That's M&M, you know, they melt in your mouth, not in your hands. So, and anyway, that's the Xmas Tannenbaum card from Berlin. Well, how about that? So I wonder if Berlin or Australia is furthest away. I don't know, I'll have to ask. I'll have to try to figure that out. Well, thank you, Michael and Michael, and... of course, you know, they're going to be getting a Christmas card from Big Fatty. And y'all, oh, Lord, I've been expecting this one, y'all. Anthony out there in the Californias, you know, we met Anthony at the listener meet and greet there in the San Franciscos, and he says he does special cards every year, and it's a big thing for all of his family and friends to see what is Anthony going to do this year. So anyway, so Anthony, we've got Anthony's card here. We're going to pull it out, and on the front of it are two big balls. No, maybe that's peppermints or something like that. There's a little note that was stuck in here. It says, Big Fatty, keep it up. I mean the podcast. Love ya, Anthony. And y'all, you open it. Oh, you open it up, and it, y'all, it's a pop-up. Oh, my God. It's a pop-up card, and it's, well, it doesn't really pop up. It pops out, and it's a Christmas stocking. That is the cutest thing. And in the Christmas stocking is some little, looks like some kind of little bear and little Halloween treats. Not Halloween. Oh, God. Christmas treats and a little package, and it says, Merry Christmas. And that's why the note is stuck in there, in case you wanted to display that or in case you wanted to re-gift that for someone else. Wow. I think that's the first pop-up card I've ever gotten. And y'all, Big Fatty's been around for a while. And Anthony has included his business address here. Oh, I guess that's his home address also. Let me just see if that's the same address. No, it's not. But I've received a business card now, so I know where to track him down during the workday if I need to find him. Well, Anthony, thank you so much. That's wonderful. I can see why your friends and all think that you do great cards every year. Because you know what? I would have to agree with them. Well, y'all, that's the four cards that I've received today. But guess what, everyone? Make a wish, Christmas tree, Christmas tree, Christmas heart, send your wish, fail, true. Now, y'all, I am not quite sure, but Big Fatty got a package today, and I'm not quite sure who it's from, because it's from RSM, California, and I don't know what RSM is, but I think that maybe this is the package that was referred to in that message that I got from Mr. Bill out there in Laguna Beaches in the Californias. And if it's not, well, you know, whoever sent this to me, let me know if this is it or not. But anyway, and there may be a note inside, so I'm not gonna pass judgment. But Mr. Bill out there in the Laguna Beaches said he was sending me a funny package in the snail mails, and that's what this is. So y'all, inside the wrapping paper is a box of Honey Graham crackers from the Safeway. However, I believe that is just for packaging. And there are wrapped packages inside here. Oh, dear God. It is indeed from Mr. Bill in the Laguna Beach. Oh, and they're wrapped up, y'all. Mr. Bill in the Laguna Beach went all out. Oh, shit. Oh, there's two little packages wrapped up, and there's a card in here. Well, Mr. Bill in the Laguna Beach, what does the RSM stand for? Because I don't know what that is. RSM, California. I'm going to open the card that's in here, and it's a card with a picture of a Christmas tree on the front. And it says, Season's greetings, Mr. Big, you and Vera, absolutely perfect combo. Dear sweet Lord, did you have to bring up the Sea Hag's name? I haven't missed one episode of either. My best, Bill in Laguna Beach, California. P.S., I picked this gift just for you. Well, y'all, I think I'm going to... Well, thank you, Mr. Bill. And Mr. Bill, do me a favor and send me your mailing address, because I don't know what the RSM means or whatever that is. So e-letter that over to me, please, sir. And I'm not going to open these packages yet. I think I'm going to wait and open them when I get a little bit closer to Christmas. One of the main reasons I'm not going to open it today is, y'all, today is the big day to announce the winner of the two soy candles by Phoebes in the Holiday Story Contest. Cue the cue. bells. All right, y'all. Now, you know we've had the big contest going on. And all the people, all eight or nine of you, I don't know how many are in the colostomy bag. But anyway, I have your names in the bag here. And I wish I had somebody here with me to draw a name out, but I don't. So I am just going to reach into the colostomy bag. I can't tell whose name is where or anything like that. And we're going to pull out the name and see who wins the two soy candles by Phoebes. I heard from Mr. Mike Hipp, and he's been listening to the show. So that's a good thing. Welcome back, Mike. We love you. All right, y'all. Are you ready? Here is our winner. Oh, y'all are going to think that I have rigged this, but I swear to you, I have not rigged it. Y'all, the patron saint of the BFO, Mr. Tim Cornwall, is the big winner of the two soy candles by Phoebes, and Tim told the story about using the bra as the, I think that was Tim, used the bra as the slingshot, and ended up shooting the bra up on the roof of the house at his cousin's house or something like that. So, Tim Cornwall, congratulations. And I want to just thank all of you who took the time to enter the contest. And Big Fatty has got a couple of new contests that he's got planned for the start of next year and for the one-year anniversary. You know, that's coming up soon. And Tim, all you got to do is get in touch with Mike Kipp, or you can get in touch with me, and we can, go over there to the Soy Candles by Phoebes and choose your two, not stinks, for choose your two scents that you would like, and then Mike Hipp will get that out to you here very soon. And y'all, if you're looking for something to get somebody as a little Christmas happy, a little secret Santa maybe, or just a little extra gift to have around the house in case someone brings you a gift, and you go, oh, I've got something for you too. And these are great, and they really smell good. And there's free shipping. Congratulations, Tim. Now, y'all, since Mr. Bill in the Laguna Beaches, who's going to send me his mailing address, because I don't know what the RSM is. It RSM? Yes, RSM California. Since he brought up the Sea Hag, did you hear the cruise ship minute? It was about 4.5 minutes of Gooch and Auntie Vera and Conscience being drunk and being silly little gooses and all. They didn't tell us a fucking thing about the cruise, except that they were drinking in the room, and evidently there's been some sort of incident on board. And I'm sorry that Miss West, who is down there in steerage, has not been able to contact Andy. Oh dear Gussie. Well, I'm sorry Miss West has not been able to contact Andy Vera, because y'all, evidently there has been a calamity on board Auntie Vera, and she just brushed, it was almost a brush off, but she evidently has had issues, a calamity on board. She has had to require the Golden Showers Princess to repaint her deck furniture. Y'all, I know you think I'm making this up, but I swear to God, she said that she had to get them to come and repaint the fucking deck furniture. I'm guessing it was painted Big Fatty yellow, and then she shat all over it, and it was turned brown, and, you know, she got up and she said,
oops, sorry, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.